The Arctic village of Kivalina may run out of fresh water this winter. Governor Sean Parnell declared a disaster in the village last month after heavy rainfall flooded the Woolock River and washed away some of the city's surface water piping. By the time the State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management had shipped a new high-speed pump and pipe to the community, it was too late, according to City Administrator Janet Mitchell.
There is nothing we can do other than conserve. I just received word that they're pulling in the equipment and bringing them back to town. It's just too cold. The lagoon is frozen over now.
Slush clogged the pipes and the crew gave up. It's not clear how much water made it into the tanks. Mitchell, who grew up in Kivalina, says residents have always tried to conserve water.
The only time I get water from the water tank is to wash my clothes or, hand washing, washing the dishes. That's the only time I use that water. I don't drink it. I get my water from Kivalina River. And when I can, in the wintertime, I melt snow. That's what we used to do back in the day before this tank was built.
But the majority of Kivalina's 436 residents don't have boats or snow machines to access large quantities of fresh drinking water, so they use the local washateria. It's unlikely to remain open through the winter.